Hello, everyone. May God's grace and peace be with each of you. First of all, I want to wish each of you a very Merry Christmas, and I'm so thankful for the opportunity to hopefully be able to offer you a word of encouragement today from God's Word. My name is Elizabeth Crosby, and I serve as the Upper Elementary and the Junior High Youth Minister at Palmerdale United Methodist Church. I'm also a student at UAB, and I'm the co-president of the UAB Wesley Foundation. I want to open up our time together by reading Psalm 117, and I will be reading to you from the Common English Bible. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Worship Him, all you peoples. Because God's faithful love toward us is strong, the Lord's faithfulness lasts forever. Praise the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Recently, as I was listening to the radio, as I was driving in my car, I heard them talking about Google's recent release of their annual year-end search trends report. And this year-end search trend report left no doubt that this year, 2020, has left people baffled. All around the world, more people Googled why questions than ever before. The top three searched questions globally were, why is it called COVID-19? Why can't I sleep? And why social distancing? It's no surprise that in a year that has been marked by a global pandemic, racial injustice, political division, and a year that has brought many challenges that many of us, if not all of us, have ever seen in our lifetimes. A year that, as humans, has left us wondering why. As humans, we are wired to want to know why. It doesn't take long for us to figure this out if you spend any time around a young child. My friend can play that game, so why can't I? Why can't I stay up as late as you do? Why do I have to go to school? Why do I have to do my homework? Why is the color yellow called yellow? You get it. These are just some of the questions that you might hear if you spend any time around a young kid. I'm sure you've heard it all. The point is that we as humans are fundamentally wired to want to know why. And although we may come to understand the answers to some of these why questions that we ask as children, no matter how old we are, life will continue and always throw things at us that we won't always understand. And we will be left in the wondering of why. But one thing 2020 has taught me is that God's faithful to meet us, even in the midst of our whys. In today's scripture, Psalms 117, this passage reminds us that God is a faithful God, that God's faithful love toward us is strong, the Lord's faithfulness lasts forever. It's this psalm, the shortest of the psalms, which is an echo and a praise of who God is, just as God self-described himself as he proclaimed who he was as he passed in front of Moses in Exodus 34, as he proclaimed that the Lord, a God who is compassionate and merciful, very patient, full of great loyalty and faithfulness, showing great loyalty to 1,000 generations, forgiving every kind of sin and rebellion, yet by no means clearing the guilty, punishing for their sins, their children and their grandchildren, as well as the third and the fourth generation. This is one of the most defining characteristics of who God is. The character of God is that God is a faithful God. And God's faithful to meet us, even in the midst of our whys. This Christmas, I am reminded of all of the whys that Mary and that Joseph and that all of the people that very first Christmas must have had. As Mary and Joseph found out that Mary, as a virgin, would become pregnant by the Holy Spirit and give birth to the Christ. As Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem, only to find that there was no room in the guest room. As the people that were nearby heard this talk about this newborn King of the Jews, as they must have wondered who in the world this baby was, I'm sure all of these things didn't quite make sense, and that there were many whys on that very first Christmas. But I know that even in the midst of the whys, that God was faithful, and that God came as Emmanuel to be God with us. That God broke through the world so that God could be with us. Even still today, in 2020, in the midst of our whys. This Christmas, and as this year comes to a close, I'm reminded that God's faithful love does endure forever. That the same God that was faithful to Moses and the Israelites, the same God that was faithful on that very first Christmas, is the same God that is still faithful to each and every one of us today. 2020 may have been a year full of whys. We don't quite understand all the things that have happened, but God is faithful to meet us, even in the midst of all of these whys. There is a song that I really like by Jason Gray, and it's called Remind Me You're Here, and I believe that it puts all of this really beautifully. The lyrics say, "None of my pain has ever caught you by surprise. Still, it's hard to trust you when I'm lost in the wondering why. But I'll trade every question just to lay down and rest in your heart. And I'll reach for your hand, though you led me into the dark. And I won't ask you for a reason, because a reason can't wipe away tears. No, I don't need all the answers. Just be here beside me. Father, remind me. You're here." We don't need reasons and answers for all of our whys. We just need Christmas. We need Emmanuel. We need God with us. And the good news of Christmas is that God is with us. Because sometimes all we need is just to be reminded that God is to be faithful here with us. So as this year comes to a close, I hope that you and me, that we can both be reminded that even in the midst of our whys, even in the midst of all of the questions that this year may have left us with, that God is faithful to be with us. And that, my friends, is good news, because that is enough. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day, God. Thank you for those that are listening. God, this year has been pretty crazy. It's been a little bit of a mess, and we have been left wondering why. God, I pray that we could just give you all these questions that might be filling our head, and that we could be reminded that even in these questions, that you are here with us, and that your presence is more than enough. God, thank you for sending your Son into the world so that you can be with us. And Lord, we hold on to the promise for your Son to return again and to reign in final victory. Lord, I pray that these words would be pleasing to you, O God, and that they would encourage those that are listening, and so that we can go back into the world, and so that we can be a light for you, so that your kingdom may reign on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.